Steve Lindell welcoming in our first guest of today. I invited in the county clerk for Delaware County, Rick Spangler, to talk about voting and early and on day of. Rick, always good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve.
Thanks for being in here this morning. So far, so good with early voting. Everything going okay?
It's steady but slow. We'd like to see more people out. You know, it is primary time, so the turnouts are smaller, but now's the time for people to get in. Like you say, early voting has started. We're still doing our absentee voting, so that is going on now.
If they want to walk in to vote between now and May 7th, what do they need to do, and when do they need to do that?
Of course, today from 8:30 till 4, and then starting next Monday, and for the next 2 weeks, it'll be Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 4. This is at the county building uptown. You'll need your driver's license, picture ID. We can walk you right through the system. It doesn't take long at all, and you can do your civic duty.
And again, folks, and like people don't understand this, some don't. It's amazing. The primary election is all about picking the candidates that will run in the general election in November. It is sometimes, to me, a surprise that people maybe don't vote in the primary, that maybe do vote in the general election, but both elections are really, really important, wouldn't you say, Rick?
It is, and I think we lose the importance of the primary. You know, a lot of people don't come vote in the primary because this is the election you have to declare your party. But you have to understand that this is when the parties pick their candidate to represent them in the fall. As we talked a little bit earlier, you know, you can decide who's going to be on the ballot with your vote for this, either for or against a candidate to put the people you want to see on the ballots. Too often we hear, I don't like the choices. Well, you can control that by getting more people to the primary polls.
Rick Spangler, Delaware County Clerk, is my guest this morning on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. Voting by mail is another option, but there is a deadline to apply to be approved to vote by mail, right?
Yeah, this upcoming Thursday is the last time you can receive an application to mail out a ballot, because we're running out of time for the mail to do their job. So any request that we have by this coming Thursday, the ballot will be mailed out, but after that, we'll have to stop mailing ballots.
And folks, those dates and deadlines are not made up by Rick Spangler. That's a state statute or law or whatever. And also so that the mail can be processed properly, there's enough time to move those around. As far as voting by mail, not everybody can vote by mail, or can they?
No. In the past, during the COVID, we did have an election where they opened it up. But now, you know, there are requirements. I can't recite them off the top of my head. Primarily 65 years of age and older gets you an automatic pass to be able to vote by mail. Other things like having to be out of the county or things that just make sense. They can call the office. We'll be glad to walk them through everything that gives them the ability to do that.
Okay, very good. Give them the number at the end of the interview to call the office. We'll get to that. Travel boards, that's another way that people can exercise their right to vote. Who's that one directed at, travel boards, and how does that process work?
Yeah, that's a great option for people who are shut in, confined to home, or their caretakers. So they can request a travel board, which is a two-man team with a voting machine that actually comes to their house, and we assist them in voting so that they don't lose their ability or their right to be able to vote. It's a big thing. We love to do it. You can apply for travel board clear up until the day before the election, and we'll get a team out there, you know, if you qualify, to vote you.
How does it work for assisted living facilities or elder care facilities? Is that something that's done?
Yes, we do set up with the activities directors of the assisted living facilities. Got some new rules this year. It makes it a little bit tougher than what it was before, but we have, you know, we already have them set up, and we'll be sending those people out, as a matter of fact, next week to vote in those facilities.
Okay, again, we're going to give you the phone number and contact information in just a moment for any and all these items. Delaware County Clerk Rick Spangler, my guest. May 7 is the primary day. My beautiful wife Nancy and I, always as a tradition, we like going to the polling place. That's just one of our things together. And that happens as usual on that date, same time, same precincts and all that, right?
Absolutely. We'll have 44 sites. You know, it's always fun. The one thing I miss out of this job is not being able to go to the poll and vote. It's kind of like Old Home Week. You see people that have worked and in your polling site for years. You get a visit with your friends and neighbors as they do the same thing and go in and cast their ballots.
Do you need help that night? Volunteers and or workers. Those are some paid positions too, right?
Yeah, I'm proud to say that we're full at this point. We'll have some drop-offs and some pickups. One thing we've used this year that I'm really proud of is what's called the Hoosier Hall Pass. We've been able to have 16, 17-year-old high school students be involved in the election. At this point, when I left last night, we had 40 students that have signed up, really helping us because we were struggling for help. But that gets these people in, or these students in, to the election cycle and get them a part of the election while they're young, hopefully carrying on to when they are adults.
Yeah. Engaged and interested and thinking about and seeing the importance of the process from at a young age. That's a really good thing.
And they're great with our new technology. They actually help us along with the new technology.
I got you. I always say if you need some tech support on something, ask a kid.
Amen.
They're the ones. And if I, while I have you here, update on vote centers. I know there was the efforting that happened that got pretty close to a finish line for Delaware County. It did not. Any idea what the next part or steps of the process might be there?
There's been two times that Delaware County has been right down to the final vote, and both times it's got turned down. The last time, for me, I had so many hours and my staff had so many hours, and it really hurt. And I said that I would never do it again. Well, I told you earlier, never say never. Next year is an off year for the vote. So if the parties that make the final decision can say they will sit down and truly discuss it, we will try one more time. Yeah, I'm at the end of my second term. I'm termed out legally. So in 30 months, I'm out at Selma on the front porch. And so if we're going to do this, next year's going to be the last opportunity.
And I understand an investment was made with the polling machines for all those precincts and stuff. So when people do on May 7th go to vote in person, they're going to see a different apparatus, and you're telling me it's pretty cool stuff?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, our election equipment, our voting machines had gotten old. We were starting to have some fatigue with them, so we stepped up. The county council graciously gave me the money to buy new election equipment, and it's neat. The new screens, it still operates a lot the way the old did, but the new screens are more helpful and useful. They're, you know, when you push somebody's name, it lights up. You can see who you're voting for. And then the verifiable paper trail machine that used to kind of hang off the voting machine is all part of the console, and you can actually see your vote when it was cast. So you know exactly who you voted for.
All right, Rick Spangler, now give me that contact information, maybe the phone number and
747-7812.
I interrupted. Go ahead.
747-7812. Call our election office. We'll be glad to help you with any questions to make sure that we can make your process work right.
All right. Well done. As always, thank you for your service, and thank you for the work of all the people that surround you.
You got a great staff. Thanks for having me.
Delaware County Clerk Rick Spangler, our guest, as we continue through this Friday morning. More to come, our local news summary in just a little while. And yes, we will tell you what we have learned about that horrific crash in Muncie from yesterday. We have a full report from the Indiana State Police and others coming up bottom of hour on that on WMUN.